Ahoy, ladies! I didn't see you there. Would you guys like to set sail on this ocean of flavor with me? I'll be your captain. I'm Steve Harrington.
And I'm Colin.
And I'm Whitney, and this is Scoops Ahoy, a Stranger Things podcast, where we go week by week, chapter by chapter, taking a look at every single episode of Stranger Things. We have now made it through all available episodes, and we are in the deep, dark void of waiting for season 5. So this week, we decided to hop on a Zoom call with some of our friends from the Discord server, and we talked about everything under the sun.
Everything under the sun. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to dip out a little bit early, but
yeah. So without further ado, here it is, the Zoom call with the Scoopers.
Okay. What are we doing?
Nothing. That's why we call it a free for all. So we can kind of do anything.
Colin is the type A of our duo. And I
type
am
A
the
plus, one. Plus, plus.
Literally just shows up and is like, what do you want me to talk about? Okay, let's do it.
So welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us. We'll see if anybody else happens to pop on or come in and out. I know last time we did it, people kind of came and went and stuff like that, so we'll see. But a lot of stuff to talk about, considering the fact that there's nothing to talk about. So I saw Damsel with Millie Bobby Brown. Then I also saw Marmalade, which was kind of a quirky little indie film that Joe Keery is the star of. Mm. And then we also have Will's haircut that we can talk about. And then we got some emails and stuff too that we can.
And Ghostbusters. I think I'm going to try to see that this weekend.
I was going to, but we're getting a foot of snow today, so we might try to do it tomorrow instead.
What, it snowed, is that what you said?
It is snowing currently.
Gross.
I don't know if you can. I guess the window's kind of blown out. But yeah, we're supposed to get 8, 10, 12 inches of snow, something like that. So
I would die.
Yeah, it's like just
50 degrees here.
It's like ridiculous.
Same here.
60. Where are you? Oh, you're in New Hampshire.
Yeah. So I'm getting the same stuff as Colin, just a little bit south.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
We're getting 12 to 14, something like that.
Yeah.
Good.
My kiddo and her friend went to Manchester yesterday. They drove down to Manchester and they're kind of hanging out in Manchester and coming back later tomorrow. They got kind of a weekend trip that they're doing then there. So where are you in New Hampshire?
I'm in the Upper Valley area, the Lebanon area.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So not just right over the river.
Gotcha. Nice. And Nate, you're in Memphis, Nashville somewhere?
Memphis.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not too far from what's the name of the laboratory, the super secret laboratory that Pennhurst was based on or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah,
I thought it was in Pennsylvania.
No, it was. But something was based on it was like the lab. The lab was based on the famous Tennessee lab that I can't remember the name of it right now. But yeah, not Pennhurst. Yeah, you're right. Pennhurst was the
I was gonna say
the asylum. So yeah. So
yes.
But yeah, do we want to talk about Will's haircut? I can pop up the picture here and we can.
I mean, I feel like it looks identical to what it was, except for they maybe teased it, maybe fluffed it up a little bit.
Right.
It was like a literal bowl. Like
yeah,
it was right. The same length all the way around.
Yeah.
This one looks like
maybe
it's at least longer in the front.
Yeah, it's kind of fluffy now and stuff like that. So yeah, but that's all over Instagram and Twitter. So you guys, and we'll post a link to it so you guys can obviously that, but I know we've all seen it already. So, but yeah, and then they also had the shot of him next to his little fake him lying in Castle Byers too, which we're thinking will be kind of the first scene that they open with the music playing and that kind of thing. So
I don't know if I saw that picture.
Yeah, it was posted kind of at the same time. It's just it's like an onset shot of. I'll say adult Will, adult Noah Schnapp kind of laying on the ground with I'm assuming it's the prosthetic or the fake body from the body episode.
Okay.
Kind of laying behind him. So it's like he's kind of, you know, in the upside down or something like that, kind of next to him or whatever. But yeah, that was posted at the same time, around the same time yesterday. So yeah.
Did Stranger Things post it?
I don't remember who posted it, but if you
I saw it too.
I've literally been in a Kate Middleton like spiral
Nice.
since. Like that's all I've had to like that's all my feed is too.
I'm gonna just
I saw
flip
Ha.
through.
I didn't see the other one.
Oh yeah, there was the picture of David Harbour too, looking all scruffy.
Well, and they've got
Oh, here it
Sadie.
is. All right, so if I here, let me post this. I'll post this to you guys. Can I put this in like a chat or something? Or there's a chat, but it's yeah, it's kind of an interesting little picture. So, did you guys
Wait,
see? Go ahead.
what's your latest theory? I feel like you always have like theories about the timeline and stuff.
Well,
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
I thought, Whitney, were you asking me? I haven't
I
actually
was
thought
just
about this for a while.
usurping the conversation. I was just kind of jumping in
By all means, go ahead. It's your
and
show. I haven't thought about it in a while, but I'm still hanging in at like 88, somewhere around that time frame.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna afford at least a year, maybe two. I don't know how. I don't know how they're gonna stretch out
Yeah.
the quarantine and the whole Hawkins thing for that
Yeah,
long,
that's
but.
my big hang up is like I don't know how they're gonna like keep it hidden from or if they're even trying to keep it hidden, like what's going on in Hawkins to I mean I think it would be like almost cool if they ended like on New Year's Eve 89 or whatever. Just like that's where they ended like the end of the 80s and the end of Stranger Things, but
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just wondering if they had like an original thing in mind, but because the kids grew up so much, they had to adjust
Yeah.
something, or if they're just going to kind of wing it and kind of go with their original thought. I mean, I can't. I got to think that they had from the outset, once they started at least season two, they had a rough idea of where this was going and how it was going to end and that kind of thing. And, so I don't know if they're going to like jettison all of that just because, Caleb McLaughlin looks like he's 40 years old now,
I
or,
know. Well, but honestly, they're not going to change that much now. I mean, they've all like other than like maybe Erica, I feel like they've all reached like what they're going to look like at least for the next like 10 years, you know?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see, but it is kind of fun to we're actually kind of getting some set pictures and stuff like that. So,
But what
nope, you locked up. Cool. Whitney, you got frozen
lost Whitney?
in a very unflattering pose. Come back,
Her
Whitney.
20 minutes allotted for herself was quit.
Right.
She
Oh, now
is
you're
going
back.
now.
You're back.
Oh, there you are.
Right. Did I pause? Am
You
I
were kind
back?
of frozen, like.
We talked about the date on the bulletin board, and I can't remember what the date. It was November 21st, but I can't remember what Saturday that was in the 80s.
Oh, right. There
Remember?
was that whole thing. I can't
Because it
remember.
said there was like a food drive and it was like Saturday, November 21st.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was like, I want to say it was either 87 or 88.
Yeah. I think we're kind of in that realm. Yeah, the kind of late 87 into 88 kind of realm, which would be what, about a year?
Yeah.
A year plus has passed, something
Yeah,
like
but I
that.
mean, like,
So
are they just keeping Max like alive in a coma for a year?
that's what I'm wondering too, is if she's just going to be awake and they'll just do like a flashback or something, or
They have to. Like, there's no way they're wasting that money on Sadie Sink and
No.
saying she's gonna be in a coma like the whole time. There's no
Right.
like for half the season. There's no way.
Hey, Eve's back.
She made it.
Yay, Eve. So yeah, we left what, March, end of March, March 29th, 1986 was when season four ended. Right. So, I mean, if you're talking end of 87 into 88, you're talking, more than a year and a half, almost 2 years would have gone by,
Look up, I know
which.
it was November 21st, I think. Look up what day that was on a Saturday. In the 80s.
Okay,
It was
let's
either
do
87 or 88. I don't think it
November
was.
21st, 1987. Let's just see. Saturday.
Okay.
November 21st,
That's a
87 was a
year and a
Saturday.
half.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, maybe they're gonna, maybe she's already gonna, but she's, I mean, maybe that's flashback, but.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of a coma as a plot point, right? I mean, you can make it last as long as you want, really.
Right. True.
Yeah.
The beauty of a coma. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just don't think, I don't think Sadie's going to be out of commission basically at all.
No. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was saying that she'll be
like a flashback.
She'll be back awake and functioning and stuff. And maybe they'll just have to spend 10 minutes, you know, showing her waking up or something like that, or even just mention it, you know, and not even, you know, shoot it. So I've seen some kind of present day pictures of her, and she doesn't look a whole lot different. It's really Finn and Noah and Caleb and Gaten to an extent who look, you know.
Oh, I feel like Gaten is the one that's changed the most.
So much different. What did I see him? I saw him, I guess it's been a couple of months since I've seen him in anything, but I know, I mean, Finn we see all the time, obviously, and Noah. I saw Finn on, what's the show where they eat the chicken wings?
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones. He just did that like a month or two ago. Yeah, because he was talking about Stranger Things and Ghostbusters and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping, I feel like they're going to do another summer release, though.
Yeah. So, summer 25. Yeah.
That's what I
think. I would
have to think that Stranger Things Day this year, they'll have had, you know, a good 10, 11 months of filming and that they can put a trailer together. Or, you know, at least a teaser of some kind, you know, because, I mean.
Because we got we had a bunch of stuff from Stranger Things Day before season 4 came out.
Right.
We had that was the day they released the Creel House trailer.
Right. Yeah.
But like, remember Colin and I like got up and we were like, they're going to release like the full trailer or like the date of when it was coming. Like we got up and we like had like our notebooks out. We were like getting ready to take notes because we were like, we're gonna do like an immediate like emergency podcast. And
right,
they were like, here's a trailer.
Yeah.
But here's a teaser. That's it. We were right. Like, thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, I gotta think. I mean, if they started filming in January, what, beginning of January is when they started filming stuff. I mean, good Lord.
The first week in January.
By November. God help me. There's got to be something.
They estimated production would be a year, right? That's what I thought I read. So
yeah. Yes. So
almost finished by January next year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
they would pull it to the summer. Would they?
Well,
I don't think we're going to go into the summer. I just think they're not going to release it till the summer because I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like they got way more. I feel like a summer.
But they're usually pretty good about releasing it in the season that it takes place in. And if we're thinking it's going to be a winter / Christmas / New Year's season that it's taking place in, then you got to think they're going to aim for the end of this year or beginning of next year while it's still winter.
Yeah. I mean, everything we've seen so far is that it won't be this year, you know, but I mean,
they could always.
It's not a rule. It's they're not going to go to jail if they, you know, release it this year or something. So, you know, I think
it was released in
summer. I'll be seriously disappointed in them. That's the punishment.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't done it every season. The first season was released in the summer and it was set in November. Second season was Halloween. Third season was summer. And then the
fourth season was March.
Was March and it wasn't released until end of May and June.
Yeah,
so Labor Day, I think they gave July up.
4th, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Stefan. By the way, nice to see you.
You can
unmute. Don't we're just free for alling. So,
hello everyone.
How are you?
Sorry for looking like shit, but I have two children now. So,
how's the baby?
Yeah, how's the baby doing?
It's very awake, I have to say.
I think so they do. You know,
3 hours of sleep at night. So I'm looking like shit. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. Don't worry about it. We're just speculating on release dates and Sadie sinks coma and everything else. So Max's coma. It's not Sadie's coma, but Max's coma. So
yeah.
And we talked a little bit about Will's haircut too. So you missed that. So if you want to chime in, feel free.
Finally, a haircut.
Yeah, right. Or a different hairstyle. It doesn't look like it was cut at all. It's just a different style.
I just don't want a bunch of new kids like coming in this season.
I don't think they are. Yeah.
I mean, I don't I know we talked about it, but like, I do not want Callie back, like at all.
No, I don't think so. I think we got Linda Hamilton, and that's, I mean, that's obviously not a kid, but I mean, I think she's really going to be the only new character, but I do think that they're going to play up, what's her face? Robin's friend, Vicky.
Oh, Vicky. Is she back? Do we know?
She is back. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Then she definitely will.
So they'll play that up a bit, but I don't think they're bringing in new kids. I mean, all we've heard all along is from the Duffers is that they want to, you know, go back to the core, you know, and not have everybody kind of scattered and be introducing all this kind of stuff.
I do still feel like they should have kept Argyle though.
Yeah. That was kind of weird.
It was weird that they didn't give him any sort of like send off. We never saw him leave or anything.
Maybe he overdosed on mushrooms at Hopper's shed and that was the end of Argyle.
That's it.
We don't know.
Or he fell into the upside down and plunged through one of the many cracks in Hawkins that everyone seems to be ignoring, which doesn't make sense.
Right?
Right.
Why nobody, like, that's what bugs me about the whole, like, they're still having school. Like, or maybe they're using the school as like a,
well, the school is a shelter. I mean, that was kind of the shelter at the end of season four. So,
yeah. I mean, but
you're talking about
the town split in four. You need more than one shelter at this point.
Right. Yeah.
I just don't know how they're going to. I don't know. It's just like in season four. I was like, I can't wait to see how they are going to, like, they didn't even address the mall. I guess they just kind of wrapped it up where they were like, oops, it burned down.
Yeah.
At the end of season three.
Yeah. So. You want to read a couple emails, because we got Harriet's little clip to get to too, and then we can
keep chatting. I've got like 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, Harriet's recording kind of goes for a while, so I won't. It's like 4 minutes long. But
you didn't send the email this week, so you have to read them.
Okay. So the first one is from Luca. It says, "Hey, Colin and Whitney, I was excited to hear that the next episode is going to be another Zoom, but then I realized I'm on spring break in Costa Rica when it happens. I was sad, but I was hoping you could read this email on the Zoom. Give everyone my best regards. And all you will need to know for whatever you talk about on the episode is that I mourn Eddie every day. I'm a Stancy shipper and we have TV tag where I live. Best, Luca."
So, TV tag haunts me.
It is.
I was listening to season two episodes of the podcast not long ago, because I actually convinced a colleague at work to start watching. So I'm living vicariously through her watching it for the first time.
Yep.
So I was going back and listening to some of the episodes, and the TV tag conversation came up, and I wanted to send an email right away saying what we had. I mean, I grew up in Vermont just nearby and we played it.
It has
all the time.
To be a northern thing.
Well, I was in Virginia. We did it in Virginia every day on the playground.
That's still the north. That's not southern.
Don't tell people in Virginia that. Good Lord.
From the South?
Yeah, it's the South.
Nate, have you ever heard of TV tag? Yeah, see, we don't do that. We don't do that here.
Okay.
We play freeze tag. Right. Okay.
And then actually, Nate, I'll read your email, but you're sitting right here. So he said, "I just had to reply because I love Super 8, because we talked about, you know, movies that were similar to Stranger Things, and it definitely didn't get the press it deserves. The music by Michael Giacchino is so good, and J.J. Abrams is so talented. Anyway, thanks. Looking forward to the Zoom." I actually watched Super 8 again this week because I hadn't seen it since it was in the theaters. Mm-hmm. It is so good.
It's so good. I watch it like, pretty regularly. Like, it's on TV a lot, and I'll watch it.
Yeah, it is very Stranger Things. It was kind of Stranger Things before Stranger Things, because it's all these kids dealing with, you know, mm-hmm. whatever's going on and monsters, and but the monster looks the same, and it's so, if you guys haven't seen it, it's even if you have to pay $5 or whatever to watch it, it's, I think it's free on Paramount Plus maybe or something.
I don't know.
Something like that. But anyway, so that's good.
All right, guys, I've got to go back to work. So sorry, we planned this before my shift.
Before you got your expanded job.
Before I started working full time. So, all right, it was good to see everybody, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the time without me. Colin will take good care of you.
I'll do what I can. Right.
Bye guys.
Bye.
See ya. That's great, Stefan. You chased Whitney off. That's phenomenal.
I'm sorry. I'm doing my best.
No, she got. Her job got expanded at work, so she works Wednesday through Sunday now. So she gets like a half an hour for lunch, and that's about it. So she just wanted to duck in. So, I do have Harriet's email, and I think it's the first time ever I've read one of Harriet's emails on our podcast. But anyway, says, hey, Palin and Whitney, here is my recording. Sorry, it's a bit late, but I'm now out of exams and on holiday when this airs. So this is Harriet. It's about 4 minutes long. She kind of talks about school and going to Taylor Swift and stuff, but I did want to play it. So, you know, I'll go ahead and play it.
Hi, Colin and Whitney and everybody there.
You guys hear it?
This is really weird because I'm like recording this on my phone in my recording, like voice recorder app instead of, you know, writing it, which is kind of weird to me. But yeah, obviously I'm not there at the moment. I'm probably asleep when this comes out.
Yeah, I think it's like 2 in the morning where she is. Yeah. So yeah.
At school or something when this is being recorded, but you know, hello to everybody there. It's hot. I mean, time zones are weird. I had to pick like the furthest away country to live in, really. But yeah, so it was really funny to me when you guys were talking about, like, cause I said, oh, I'm in year 9 now. And you guys are like, oh my goodness, is she like still with the younger kids? It's like, what's the school system? So basically, a school in Australia is, for at least in Queensland where I live, it's prep, which is like learning how to read and write and like do maths and like little kids. So it's prep year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, year 6. And year 6 is like seniors of the primary school. And so it's like 6th grade, they're doing all that stuff. Normally, it's kind of a rite of passage. You get to go to Canberra, which is the capital of Australia, in year 6, because normally in the year 6 curriculum, you get to learn about like government and stuff. But I was a COVID year 6, so we didn't do that. But yeah, and then secondary school or high school is year 7, year 8, year 9, and I'm in year 9 currently. Year 9 is kind of like the middle. Nobody really likes year 9s. Apparently, they're quite annoying, and I do agree. My cohort is not great. But, and then it's year 10, year 11, year 12, and year 12 is like seniors.
For our friends under the bus. That's,
yeah, all the exams, the QCEs, which is just for Queensland, it's like the leaving cert that you have to do. And then it's, you can go to like uni, or you can go to TAFE, or you can go to, what's it called? An apprenticeship. Sorry, I've lost the word. But yeah, so that was kind of funny because I was like, I'm not with the younger kids. It was quite, I giggled a little bit. I'm 14 now. Which is, it's actually really strange to me because it sounds old. Like, I feel old, but I'm not old. It's kind of funny. I'm like the youngest in one of the youngest in my friend group. So I was like, I feel old, but I'm not old.
How old are you, Eve?
And, you know, things have happened. I went to see Taylor Swift a couple weekends ago, and that was absolutely insane. I've sent photos along with these email. Hopefully they attached, or I'll send another email. But I went to see that. It was actually incredible. I had the best time. There was a little kid. I was with my friend. Well, my friend was like in a separate thing. We went separately, but like we saw each other and we were near each other. And I went over to hers for the 10-minute version of All Too Well. And there was this little kid who was screaming it. And she was probably about 7 and she was screaming it so hard. I was like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. I just love this song. I was like, you scream it with the like tenacity that a 30-year-old woman would scream it. So, you know, that was kind of funny. It was just incredible. It was like one of the best nights of my life. We got home at like 1. It was wild. It was insane. And, you know, it was quite last minute. So, you know, that was always fun. We road trip down, we road trip back up. It was crazy. Life has been happening. Yesterday I had a performance that we did the Stranger Things mashup in, and I got a video of that. I'm not in the video because it was my friend's dad recording my friend, but you know, you can hear me. I'm a trumpet in that, so I get the fun part basically. But yeah, so I'll send that over. Hopefully that sends. It's a long video, so if you know you can only play a snippet, that's fine. But
I haven't gotten it yet, so I'll have to email.
Hopefully you guys are all having fun over on the podcast. I say I miss you, like I know you guys. It's kind of funny as hell, but you know, I hope you guys are having the best time ever, and I hope this makes it, because otherwise, you know, it's a little bit of a serotonin boost, not gonna lie, like hearing myself on a podcast is great. But yeah, so hope you guys have so much fun, and hopefully we get Stranger Things 5 in a couple months, because otherwise I will sob. I hope you guys have fun. Bye!
So thanks, Harriet, for sending that in. She went on in her email and said that she's going to steal some of Ellie's thunder and wanted us to guess what these two Aussie phrases mean. So here's her second clip. I think. Maybe not. No, it's not working. But Actually, I have it here. Hang on a second. Let me get into this and do this.
Hi, Colin and Whitney, and everybody there. It's Harriet. This is really weird because I'm like recording this on my phone in my recording, like voice recorder app, instead of, you know, writing it, which is kind of weird to me.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Wrong one. That's the old one. Hang on. I got it here. Okay. No, maybe I don't have it. I thought I had it. But anyway, so she had two Aussie phrases. One is to, oh, and I'm going to get this wrong. Hang on a second. I got it. I got it here. It's much easier to just play it because I don't want to get it wrong. And then let me just, so let me pull it up. Here we go. You guys could hear that, okay? When I was
your phrases that. Are chuck-a-sicky or chuck-a-yui.
Okay, so chuck-a-sicky and chuck-a-yui are her Aussie phrases. Anybody have any idea on either? I didn't look them up. I got a guess on chuck-a-yui just because we have yuis here, but. Oh, hey, Stefan, little kiddo.
Unexpected visitor.
Oh, we love visitors. How old's that one?
3 years.
3 years. Gotcha.
Since January. Yeah.
Nice. Phew.
Very proud, so, big brother.
Awesome. That's great. So chuck-a-sicky and chuck-a-yui, anybody? We have yuis here. So I'm assuming yui is making a U-turn, but I have no idea what chuck-a-sicky is. So we'll have to figure out what Harriet can get to us. But
so you're thinking chucko is like pulling a yui, pull a yui?
Yeah, it's chuck, like chuck a yui, like chuck a sicky and chuck a yui. So chuck a sicky, I have no idea, unless sicky is slang for something. It's like, you know, feeling sick or being sick. I don't know if it's that literal or not, but, you know, it could just be, you know, taking a sick day or pretending you're sick or something. So not really sure. But I'm sure we will find out from Harriet in the next episode. So stay tuned for that. Do one more email. This is from Ellie. It says, hey, Colin and Whitney. First off, yay, Colin, for your pronunciations in the last episode. I'm proud of you. I didn't think I'd be able to join the Zoom call for personal reasons. I'll try to get on, but don't hang on to the edge of your seat. So I'm sending this instead. I forgot to say back in December, I have a Stranger Things nightlight with the logo. That's really cool. And she sent a picture, and it's actually the same one that I have, the one that's back here. Also, I'm really proud of myself. My Goodreads reading goal this year is 60 books, and I've already read 8, and I'm currently on my 9th. Another thing, my school concert is on March 19th, so it'll have passed by the time you read this. But anyway, and the school trip I talked about a couple months ago is officially happening on the 12th of April. Also, on the 18th was a day called, Greek words incoming, Kathari Deftera, and I know I'm butchering that, but that's okay. Basically what this is the Monday 40 days before Orthodox Easter, which is also traditionally the beginning of the big Lent before Easter. Nobody really fasts anymore for the full 40 days. They usually just try to fast for the week before Easter. So on that day, Kathari Deftera, the tradition that has stayed is that we fly kites and eat seafood. You wouldn't believe the number of kites that you see all over the place. It's really cool. Okay, I'm done. By Ellie. And then the last email was from Doug, who thought he might be able to join, but also thought he might not because of family logistics. He said he wanted to potentially pose a question to everyone. Among the fun discussions about homages to so many old movies, as well as your influence episodes, I've yet to hear anyone mention Akira. It's certainly not as ubiquitous in pop culture as things like Goonies and Jaws, but holy moly, to me, Akira is the direct source of some major plot elements, particularly children being trained by the government with psychic powers, being assigned numbers with tattoos, and living in a nursery slash rainbow room. There are plenty more things that are a bit more subtle, but I digress. Just curious if there are any Akira fans out there. Thanks a bunch, Doug in Buffalo. I've never seen Akira. I'm aware of it being a thing, but I've never seen it. Any of you guys familiar with it at all or done anything with it? Or a bunch of people shaking their heads. So, Doug, we will have to take your word for it, but that's all we got for that. So, and if anybody does, you know, anybody listening has seen Akira or whatever, feel free to obviously email in and, you know, we'll get those on in the next episode. So, all right. Anything else you guys do want to talk about? I don't know, before we started, we were talking about seeing Damsel, the Millie Bobby Brown movie that's on Netflix now. And then I also mentioned that I saw a movie that just came out with Joe Keery in it called Marmalade, which is kind of a quirky little indie film. It's got kind of a true romance vibe, if you guys have ever seen that. So
I haven't seen either of those yet, but I've heard the Joe Keery song that's blowing up on TikTok and Instagram, so I've heard that multiple times now.
Yeah, he's got music, and Maya Hawke has some new music out too, I think, from the past month or two. So yeah, Damsel was actually pretty good. I kind of liked it. It was it's on Netflix. It just came out like a week or two ago. And basically, it's Millie Bobby Brown is kind of swooped up by the local really rich prince to be her, you know, he wants to marry her and kind of join the two families together because Millie's kingdom is kind of struggling and the guy's kingdom is really rich and everything. So they want to kind of, you know, marry so that everybody can be prosperous. But then it turns out that, and it's not a spoiler because it's half an hour into the movie and it kind of drives the whole plot. It turns out that she has been picked by this guy as a sacrifice to the dragon. Every year they have to sacrifice three young women to this dragon to keep the dragon happy and keep them safe. So she gets thrown down in this pit with a dragon and spends the rest of the movie trying to get away from the dragon and get out and get safe. So it's really fun. It's you know, it's kind of, you know, it's just kind of a typical Netflix movie. It's not, you know, groundbreaking cinema by any stretch, but it was entertaining. So if you guys haven't seen it and want
It
to, you
got
know.
very good reviews in Germany too, and they said it was a very feminist movie. I don't know if it's
Yeah,
true, but
it's very girl power. You know, I used to be a movie critic and I still kind of dabble here and there, and so I wrote essentially the same thing. I do like a little paragraph for movies that I've seen, and I said, yeah, girl power is the name of the game. It's, you know, it's all, I mean, she's a very fierce young woman and you know, strong and resourceful and, you know, doing what she can to, you know, get out of the situation. And it's basically her against this big huge dragon and that kind of thing. But I thought it was a little bit, I mean, some of the CGI stuff was a little bit kind of meh, but the plot itself and Millie was great. And it was just kind of a fun movie. Robin Wright is also in it from The Princess Bride. And Angela Bassett and Ray Winstone, I think, is also in it. So it's definitely worth, you know, if you got nothing else to do and want to kind of put on a movie for an hour and a half or so and get a Millie Bobby Brown fix for a little bit, because we all miss her. And God knows when we'll see her again. It's kind of fun. The Marmalade movie I talked about was kind of a low budget indie movie that Joe Keery did. And he plays a guy, kind of, you know, living in a mobile home, taking care of his mom, kind of down on his luck, kind of loser in town. And this girl named Marmalade swoops into town and kind of talks him into, you know, robbing banks and all this kind of stuff. And he kind of gets swept up in the moment and everything like that. But he's got like a southern accent through the whole thing, which was kind of interesting to, he carries it off and does it well. But you know, and his hair is much longer. You know, it's kind of like a, you know, it's down to his shoulders almost. So it's kind of a, it's not the high and fluffy. It's kind of flat and long. So it's kind of a different look for him and hearing him talk in a southern accent. But he was really good. So if you guys are curious about that too, it's called Marmalade, and you can look that up too. I think you can rent it on Amazon Prime or, you know, any of those kind of things. So yeah. All right, I've talked long enough. You guys can talk about stuff. If there's stuff you want to talk about.
Did anyone see Noah Schnapp's or Finn Wolfhard's movies? Like
Ghostbusters just came out. Ghostbusters for Finn just came out yesterday here.
And when you
And
finished Saving the World, that one was pretty good.
yeah. What was Noah Schnapp's one?
The Tutor.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. I
I'll
think
have to look it
it's
up.
too scary for you, Colin.
Oh
You
yeah.
don't like those kind of movies. It's
Uh-oh.
like a thriller, so
Oh no.
but it's not very good. I think
Cool.
Noah is okay, but the rest of the movie is
The
pretty
Tutor.
crappy.
Okay. Yeah. No, there it is. Yeah. Garrett Hedlund, Noah Schnapp, Victoria Justice, Johnny Weston came out in March of last year, it looks like, but maybe just came out on stuff. But yeah. I will have to look into that. Psychological thrillers. As long as it's not like torture porn, I'm generally okay. You know, psychological thrillers are okay. It's just like the needless jump scares and crap like that just kind of turn me off. So, but even that's fine. But yeah, Ghostbusters just came out. Well, as we were recording this yesterday, and I'm in the middle. Quinn and I are both in the middle of monster foot snowstorms, so we might go see it tomorrow. I might go see it tomorrow. I don't know about Quinn. I might go see it tomorrow. Once the snow's supposed to stop, kind of around dinner time tonight, so we'll see how that goes. But I'm really excited about it. The trailer looks really good, and he looks really fun in it. So, and I really like the first one that he was in too. So, anybody, anything?
I just gotta ask, has anybody finished The Gentlemen yet on Netflix?
No,
The series?
Yeah, the series.
I
that's modeled after the movie, correct?
Yeah,
One with Matthew
it's
McConaughey.
fantastic.
I love that movie, but I have not looked at the series yet.
Oh, Quinn, you
Yeah.
gotta look at the series, man. It's just brilliant. It follows on from the movie. It's really good.
Okay. I'll put it on
Cool.
my list for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I did like the movie. That was a guy. It was Guy Ritchie did that, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was a Guy Ritchie movie. Yeah. So yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I don't think I'm going to be doing too much today except for shoveling driveways. So yeah. It's a it, how many? Go ahead.
I was just going to follow up that I can't say enough good things about that movie, and I was never the biggest Hugh Laurie fan. But he's done fine in a number of things that I've seen, but he impressed the hell out of me in that movie.
Yeah, I was trying to remember who else was in it because it's Matthew McConaughey, I know, was in it, and Hugh Grant usually turns up. And I think was that the one with Hugh Grant, and I think Colin Farrell was in it too, I think.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Jeremy Strong, Henry Golding, Michelle Dockery. Oh yeah, I do remember that one. Yeah, a lot of the Guy Ritchie things I see kind of blur together. They're all very similar. But yeah, I do remember like that. So yeah, that's a good recommendation, Heath. I'll check that out.
I just caught myself. Did I say Hugh Laurie? I meant Hugh Grant.
Oh, I think
I had
yeah,
the
I think
wrong actor.
you might have, but yeah, Hugh Grant.
I made a slip.
What have you seen lately that's good, Nate? Anything?
I'm trying to think. I'm like watching reality, so right now I'm watching Survivor, the new season that's coming out.
Cool. Yeah, I just started. I'm a huge Amazing Race fan. So, and that one just started up too. So I was watching that. I've watched that since the
Oh
beginning.
yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Stefan, anything from you that kind of tickled you lately?
We just finished The Crown. I don't know if it's
Ah.
a big thing in the US, but
Oh, it is.
I was never into the royal family thing. My wife always was, but then I watched the Crown with her, and now I'm following everything around the royal family. It's
Nice.
crazy. It's a very
Yeah.
good show.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I should. I was a huge Diana file. At the time, I loved Diana to death. Poor choice of words, but you get the idea. And so I was kind of meant to watch it, but I never got around to it for some reason. I wasn't like opposed to it. I just, was always watching something else. But yeah, I should probably get into that at some point too.
Just to watch the actors do their work is
Another.
enough. You don't have to be into the subject, but these actors are so great.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, Eve
I'm
had a thought.
also
Oh, yep.
waiting. I'm also waiting for the new season of The Chosen, which
Oh
is like a
yeah.
retelling of the Jesus story.
Yep, I've not seen that either. I generally watch more movies than I watch series, which is I don't know why, it just kind of works out that way. But yeah, there's I think a lot of series have kind of come and gone that. Go ahead, Quinn.
One that we just caught up on, which is fantastic on Apple TV, is Slow Horses.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. And it stars Gary Oldman, who, for my money, is probably the best actor of our generation. But it's a fantastic show. There's three seasons right now, and there will be a fourth. I have to look up when that's coming out. But yeah, highly recommend.
Cool. I try to think. What was the there was a series on Apple that I liked. It was a com a shrinking maybe with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. They play psychiatrists. It's on Apple TV Plus. It is so. I mean, it was phenomenally well written and kind of funny and kind of a black comedy kind of thing. But it's kind of serious, kind of funny, that kind of thing. I think it's called Shrinking, but it's Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. It's on Apple TV Plus. It is so good. I think each episode is like a half an hour or something like that. So it's not like high drama, but it's just it's and but it's not a sitcom. It's kind of right in between, but it's really really well done. So I recommend that too. But yeah, maybe I'll go check out The Gentlemen this afternoon and see what I can figure out. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to talk about? We can sit here all day and talk about theories and Instagram posts and stuff like that. I'm happy to. I just didn't know if you guys. I don't want to sit here and monopolize everything.
It's so sad that Eve has gone now because I had a special present for her. It's extra for her. It's my Milo fan. Just a teaser.
Yeah, With a Byler shirt.
But she went away quite the right.
Yeah, she was having computer issues. She was on at the beginning and then kind of dropped off and came back on. So, all right, if you guys are all set, unless there's anything else we want to talk about, we can go ahead and wrap it up, and we'll do this again at some point in the next couple of months or so as we get closer. And then I'm sure Whitney and I'll we'll talk about it at the end of the episode when this comes out. But the next episode is going to be on April 25th, Thursday the 25th, and we're going to get back and talking about our superlative episodes. So we'll do the top five, but it's really top three episodes from season three because we've done seasons one and season two so far. So the next one will be kind of ranking you can rank all of them if you want, but your top three episodes from season three. So get those emails into us by Sunday, April 21st, and then the new episode will be on April 25th. And I'm sure we'll talk to you guys all in the Discord and everything else before then. So anything else? All right. Thank you guys for joining us. I appreciate it. It was good to see you all.
Thank
And
you too.
we'll see you on the Discord, Facebook, Twitter, wherever else. And we'll see you for the next episode on April 25th.
Thanks.
Thank
Enjoy your
you. Take care.
Easters.
Yeah. Happy
Holidays.
Easter,
Next time.
guys. Yep. Absolutely.
Happy Easter.
Quinn, good luck digging out.
Same to you.
Okay. See you guys. So yeah, sorry you had to duck out there, but it was a fun little conversation, kind of talking about, as we said, everything under the sun. So, but there you
Yeah.
go, Zoom with the Scoopers.
Yes. So as always, if you want to participate by sending in an email, you can always email us at scooptoypod@gmail.com. And you can find us on all the socials. We are on Facebook at Scooptoypod and Instagram. Well, don't really find us on Instagram because we don't really do a whole lot there. I mean, you can, but you're not going to get a lot of content.
No.
But we're also on Twitter at Scooptoypod. So that does it for this week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and watching, and I hope you tune in next time. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Stranger Things audio clips and official score are a property of Netflix. Incidental music by Blue Mount Score from Pixabay.